We started yesterday based on the days. It's part of the Shakvatai of the Gemara within the Pshat that Hezek via lo shmei Hezek, the meaning of the Mishnah, Ratzu lasos mechitza means they wanted to make a wall. Only then are they bound by that agreement. Bonim sakosa be'emsa. Without that, Hezek via lo shmei Hezek. We have now a simin, which is with a series of questions. And as you can see, Gina, Kosel, Kofin, Chokin, Halonos, Rav Nachman. We started yesterday on Gina, so we'll continue with that and hopefully go on to the next one of the simin, which is Kosel. So the Gemara quotes Tashma, V'chein B'Gina. The Mishnah states that there's halacha by Gina as well to make a wall. So the Gemara is asking, obviously, Hezek V'yashmei Hezek. The assumption of the Gemara's question is, of course, as the Shita points out, we'll get to it, that the Gemara thinks that there is some ishtamshus of sorts, there's a Hezekria issue in a Gina, and that's why a wall is necessary. So how can the other Mandamar understand this statement of Achein the Gina? Tosus already says that the Gemara's question is predicated on the pshat that the Gemara offers in Dav Dalet to read the words of the Mishnah, Achein the Gina, Malkam Shinoga Ligdor Mechai Vinoso, and the Gemara explains what it means is that Stam Gina is Kimalkam Shinoga Ligdor Dami. What does Tosus need to say that? So we saw already in the Rashba and the Maram also that otherwise one could say, what kind of kasha is it? After all, the Mishnah itself is talking about a particular case of Gina, the case of Gina of Malkam Shinoga Ligdor. And if it's not Noga Ligdor, then there would be no Chiyuv Kosel. So how could we medayik dafka the Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek if you see it's only by Malkam Shinoga Ligdor? Apparently, the Rishonim are assuming, the Rashba, for example, that could change the reality. In other words, even Lamanda Amar, the Hezek Ria Lo Shmei Hezek, but Malkam Noga Ligdor, now their Makban Hezek Ria, that becomes a basis to make a wall. The Maram also adds, maybe only by Ratzu, perhaps, just like in the Resha. So to that, Tosus says, but the Gemara is relying on what it says in Dav Dalet, that the Mishnah is interpreted as saying, Stam Gina, meaning without Ratzu, without any understanding that there was a practice of Noga Ligdor, nevertheless, he will chliv to make a Kosel, and therefore it's a Kasha, Lamanda Amar, Hezek Ria Lo Shmei Hezek. So that's the Kasha of the Gemara. And for the Gemara, says the Gemara that it's not that based on Hezek Ri'iyah per se, it's based on a related issue. Gina Shaini Kidrav Abba, the Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Asul Adam Ramo Besada Chaveiro Beshar Shiyomedes Bekamoseha. There is a halacha that Rav taught us, that was quoted by Rav Huna and by Rav in turn, that is not allowed to stand on someone else's field when it is in full bloom. And that's the problem of Ayin Hara, as Rashi says, the basis for this halacha, Shuyazikenu Ba'ayin Ra. So Ayin Ra is not exactly synonymous with Hezek Ri'iyah. Hezek Ri'iyah means that you feel affected by the person invading your privacy, as it were. You don't feel as comfortable acting, doing things which are semi-private, and you may be limited in what you do. Different ways to understand it. Eini Ro says Shetir Asakei, Lashon Rashi before. Ayin Hara is a concept that you find in the Gemara quite often, which is some kind of a spiritual force. How exactly it works, we don't know. All different theories. But the idea that if somebody is mekane someone else and looks, and the eye is apparently part of the way that it works, if you look and stare with envy at someone else's good fortune, in this case, the Gina, what it represents and how everything is doing so well, that can create a reality called Hezek. And that's lo yazikenu ba'ayin ra. It's interesting, a Maimer is born the name of Rav, and Rav is, I think it's in Bar Mitzia, Rav had a drash of a pasuk, v'heis Hashem choko choli, that refers to choli, any, most cholims, most sicknesses, as it says Rav, come from ayin ra, indirectly. So again, the whole shaila, how much we should ourselves be concerned. Obviously, this is a topic for its own discussion as far as Ayin Hara in terms of the here and now, obviously, and in general, you know, how much do we say Ayin Hara is an underlying factor? Not for our discussion now, but obviously it's something more took for granted. Just to stop, I just mentioned it because I remember seeing this once. It's just cute. There's a sefer of a so Salanter, different svarim that they put it together here, Or Yisrael, Shari Or, and Sivas Or, Koch Ve'or. So it's basically Yisrael Salanter's Musa. And Nesivas Or is written by Rav Yitzchak Belazer, Rav Yitzchak Petterberg. It was a Talmud of the of Yisrael Salanter, and he talks about his Rebbe, and he also talks about his Rebbe's Rebbe. And the Rebbe's Rebbe, meaning Yisrael Salanter's mentor, was Rav Zundel Misalant. So the story that he writes, you'll hear why I'm mentioning it. Pamachas, Pamechad Holacho B'makom Ginos B'sados She Yisrael. He was walking through fields and gardens of Jews. Uba'avro l'fnei asados, v'aginos, hisbo nubo. People notice he's doing something very strange. As he's walking through, he niach etzbo al chotmo. He put his finger on his nose, pressing hard. V'dochak oso harbe, with pressure. V'tamwal, they have a strange kind of hanhaga. What's he doing? Achakach nodol hem tam hadover. P'nei shedarko haya b'chol limud l'chapes yidios ha'maisa. He always wanted to see how when he learns it could have practical import for how he's conducting himself. And Rashi explains, now, those of you who remember Brachas, at the end of Brachas, there's a certain neighbor there that the person is afraid of Ayin Hara. So, he was a Bal Musar, and he knew, who knows, maybe I'm a Mistakel and I shouldn't be. The Brachas Daf Nun Hey, Amru, Haiman de Ayin Masa. And it says if he's afraid of Ayin Hara, that it could cause Ayin Hara with what he's doing. So the Gemara has a whole thing that he puts his thumbs in a certain position and whatever. You look at the Gemara, you'll see exactly what it is. And you'll say, not plony by plony, whatever, I come Mizar Yosef. Anyway, so this was what he tried to do. Asa takanezu. All right, take it as you wish. Just it's an interesting maisa. But this is the Gemara, that there's a name of Rav, that you're not allowed to position yourself in such a way that you're going to be mistakel on kamas chavero. And that's the din. That's the din that the Mishnah is telling us, v'chein begina, based on ayin hara. Okay, let's just take another step and then we'll go to the Tosfos again. So the Gemara asks, but it says v'chein. So v'chein sounds like what? So Rashi learns pshatnik v'chein katani, that it's equated to chatzar and it's the same halacha. It's the same reasoning. Right? It's the same. And now you're telling me two different ideas. The reason by chatzar is based on the fact that it was ratzu, and therefore from that they have a chiyuv to make a wall because they agreed. And this is based on ayin hara, whole definition. It says the Gemara, v'chein goes on gvil v'gazis. That's not going on the reasoning for the din of the kosel. It specifically has to do with the material that we're mechayev you to build the kosel with. So we spoke it yesterday, very important ta'ara. No, but according to Rashi, the point of the kasha was, v'chein, that it has to be based on what? The same reason. So how does that work in the teretz? So it sounds like the Gemara is implying that when it comes to why you have to make it from Gvil v'Gazis, it's the same reason, chad taima. How's that? The chayra, when it comes to ayin hara, it's because the chacham said, in order to protect my ayin hara, so you make a wall that's strong, kiminig medina, and that's why it's Gvil v'Gazis. When it comes to the first case of the Mishnah, by chatzar, why are you making a wall kiminig medina? So at first glance, the pshat is why? Because why you have to make a wall in the first place? Because of ratzu. So the mistama, the ratzu a person has, ratzu is kiminig medina. So it's not the chacham at all. It's totally because that's what your commitment was. So it's not chataima. So how does the Gemara's kasha get answered with the chain they're going on Gvil v'Gazis? Now, what we to learn chanting was kasha nalik Rashi, kimashma and Rabbeinu Gershom, the Gemara is asking that the din is not the same. Not because it has to be the same reason. That is to say that in the first case, by chatzar, it's only by ratzu that you mechoyev. In the case of the safe fights, even without ratzu. So the Gemara's answer, going Gvil v'Gazis. Okay, so the din is the same. You make Gvil v'Gazis. Why you make Gvil v'Gazis? One reason, in the Reisha by Chatzar, because of Ratzu, another reason in the case of Gina. But Rashi went more than that. Rashi went Pshan Gmar's Kasha Vachem Katani Itchat Taima. That means that the Gemara is asking, it's not the same reasoning. So the Gemara gives a Teretz, Gvil v'Gazis. So that sounds like the reason is the same in both cases. So this was a remez to what we said over earlier in the week, right? Gabi Rashi, that at the end of the day, the Chiyuv of building a wall in the Reisha after Ratzu is based on the Chachamim stepping in and giving you the claim over the other one of Hezekiah. Once you agree to build a wall, now what's created from that is a Takanas Chachamim, and that's the Lashon Chivum Chacham of Rashi earlier, And therefore, Ki'ilu, they have a claim on one another for Hezekriya. Once you can see that you want to have a wall, what comes with that is a halacha of a wall, the Chum tell you the wall and what to make it of. And therefore, it is ultimately the same chataima as the seifa. It's just, it's not in terms of why you're making the wall, but the Vilva Gazis is Chiv Chacham. If you learn not that way, if you learn that the reason why in the Reisha you're making Minyan Medina is like we thought, and what we said Tosus probably learns, because we medayg that in Tosus by the Mesipas, then obviously you have to learn Akrabinu Gershom, that the Gemara's Kasha was never, that it has to be Chataim, and the Gemara's Kasha was, the din is not the same. Here it's Ratsu, here it's not Ratsu. So the Gemara, the Gazis is the same. This is what we spoke at yesterday. Dani.
Why isn't the Hezek of Ayin Hara considered Eino Nikar?
This may, maybe it is.
So
I think it's probably, can you take a person, even beyond Eino Nikar, can you take a person, Aruch HaShulchan I think speaks about it, mistaken Choshen Mishpat, I think so. If, can you take a person to Din Torah if you claim that they will mazik you through Ayin Hara? Now, if you know that, if you can assume or think that you may have been the cause of that person's hezek, Ayin Hara, I would probably assume it's no worse than Grama, where you chayev v'dinei shamayim. I would think so. But it's less than Garmi.
So how could, for Rashi, how could this be a basis of being chayev?
No, we don't, because we know that there's such an idea, Ayin Hara, and Ayin Hara can cause hezek. Therefore, we create, we metakein, chacham metakein, that there should be a wall, shelo yazikenu. It's not, we're not talking about paying subsequently, we're talking about proactively preventing Ayin Hara, because Ayin Hara could lead, of course, the Hezek is probably less than, it's Hezek Shenik Accord, Grama Accord, less than Garmi, it's probably a Grama or less, and Hezek Shenik for sure it is. And the relationship between the two we also discussed. But, you know, but again, the idea that there is this force called Ayin Hara that could cause this resulting Hezek, and we want not to occur. Therefore, the Chachamim imposed by Gina this chiyuv of building a kosel, and it should be with Vilva Gazis. That's what the Gemara is coming out with. Yes, Arya.
No, it's not mashma exactly in Rashi, but would it not be like a possible answer just to say that at first Rashi understood that it had to be mishum one taima, but then he realized no. It's the same thing, so he goes in these switches.
I mean, this is going what you're, the basic mahalach is suggesting is going to be very helpful for the Rambam. But in Rashi, Mehecha Teis, let's start putting that in. Why should we make any kind of about face of any kind if the kasha was what Rashi said, and it was gratuitous for Rashi to say it. Rashi could have stuck with Rino Gershom in the kasha of Achen Katani. Rashi says Achen Katani Chad Taima. So now, why make more than what you need to in the Teretz?
So it's a
Chiddush,
that's why I
said. No, so, Chen is like Gilu Gazis, so that is Chad Taima. There's a halacha Gilu Gazis by Gina as well. You're right, in Tosis, I don't know Pshat in that regard. Let's see what Tosis says. So Tosis, in the first Tosis we spoke out, we read, right? That's the basis for the Kasha. That Lamaisa, Rashi doesn't say all that, so that's also interesting. Rashi doesn't point out that the Gemara is relying on Daf Dalet, so it would perhaps imply that if you are only chayiv, where it's makom shenogel ligdor, that like the words are saying without the Gemara's interpretation, that would also be a kasha. Again, I don't know how much to build on this, but that would be mashma and Rashi, because Rashi didn't say here, Rashi didn't explain it in the Mishnah either, that it means anything that the Gemara says. Rashi just leaves the words hanging, and the Gemara brings the tasha lachem begina. So maybe that's machokis, so you don't know what the machokis would be based on. Gina Shaini, so the Gemara answers Rav Abba. So Tosis, we read this yesterday, Tosis asks, so what about a Bika? So if there's a problem of Ayin Hara, so why by Bika? And there we say, Stam Bika is Malkum Shinogu what? Shalo Igdor. So you're not Chai, but Ayin Hara should be the same by Bika too, Tosis asks. So we should be Machayev a Koso by a Bika because of Ayin Hara. It says Tosis, Shaini Gina, Shemagadlin Bayerka, Achila Vakosha, Hiomedes Kamoseha. So because there's constantly something growing there, so it's all year round that this can happen, that's why the Chacham stepped in and made a takana to build a wall that it shouldn't be an Ayin Hara. It's only 1 month that you have the potential that Ayin Hara could occur, that there's going to be a Hezek, because that's all time that you have it. That's the tefuah for the year. So you're not mechuyev for that 1 month to have to deal with it. So what's Meduik and Tosis, and I think Rafi reminded me yesterday that it's the Rabbi Yonah, the Rashba as well, that Tosis obviously means to say, not that there couldn't be an Ayin Hara from that 1 month, that could be a major Hezek, for all we know that could be the same value Hezek as the Gina, but the problem is not a problem because we're not going to be worrying that he's going to be Mistakel during that limited amount of time. So you don't have to make a takana to prevent Ayin Hara if it's only a small window of time of a month. Whereas the Gina, that's all year round, so that already we need to step in the tunnel, yeah?
I guess a general question is, Ayin Hara, would you be saying that Ayin Hara has to be outside of Rabbi Yossi and is it not possible?
I mean, in the case of Bika, where it's only a month, so then it's not dependent on Rabbi Yossi l'chacham. I think it's understandable that we don't have to, it's not called ala nizek l'harchik, it's that the potential for this hezek is not really seen as a strong possibility, because, you know, it's usher to do it, so people know it's usher to do it, they won't do it. That's what Tosis says, usher lama. But to expect a person to be able to hold on to that standard of iser, Razundu Salanta was about Musar, and he couldn't trust himself, right? So Salanta wouldn't trust himself with money, because a yichud of money, you know, someone put down money and he'd go out to the next room and he jumped out the window because of yichud, right? He worried about yichud with you know, Varayas, he was worried about yichud with money. Okay, these are high madrigas, but Kavachomer, you can at least extrapolate a little bit for us, that as much as you know it's us, sir, but people are you know, are prone to do it. But for the month, that's, so people won't do it. We asked yesterday, we'll speak out. So, yet the Mishnah says, by Bika, were it to be a Bika of Nago Ligdar, Makam Shinago, Shalog Ligdar, Stam Bika is Nago, Shalog Ligdar, right? What would it be if it would be Nago Ligdar, by Bika, what's the din? Chayiv. So, if the issue is Ayin Hara, and anyway we're saying that we're not worried for the month. So, what's Nago Ligdar going to make it any different? In other words, Nagaligda means that if people are makbid on the hezek, then it's considered a hezek. It is a hezek. The issue is not that Ayin Hara isn't a hezek. It's that by Bika, we're not concerned that it's going to happen. People can control themselves. So how is Nagaligda going to make it more of a problem than it anyway is? El Amai, people are not going to do it, so they won't do it. So why would Nagaligda make you chayv by Bika? That's what we asked. So what did we suggest, perhaps? What's the answer? Oh, this is not because of the Ayin Hara issue. Ayin Hara, we trust they won't be mistakel for that month. This is more the idea of Hezek Riyah itself. Hezek Riyah, typically a Bika is not something that people go around and use, so we don't assume that it's going to be a Hezek Riyah issue, but if people in that locale are makbid on Hezek Riyah, Nago Ligdar, so then that makes it into a real problem. And you can't tell me people are not gonna, you know, are not going to do it, because first of all, it's all year round, so it goes back to the same thing as Ginuk. And second of all, it's not just mistakel; it's even an occasional glance could be Hezek Riyah. So between the fact that it's not, you know, you can prevent yourself being mistakel, but Ayin Hara, it's a stockless, you know, with a sense of envy and looking at it. Here, Hezek Riyah is even a glance. Moreover, it's all year round. So the Malkum Nogel Ligda by Dikka is Chayev based on the Hezek Riyah that in this particular place they're Makbidan, but not on the Ayin Hara. This is Tosfos Teretz as far as what Bika doesn't have the Ayin Hara issue. In the Shita have another Teretz that they bring, Rabbeinu Yonason, I think it is. The imtomar mehay time is chayv l'gdanam is stam bika, the same the kash of Tosfos. Yeshlomar, he says as follows: the shiny gina shayirokos nituos ba'arugos sehen, the ayin sholetes ben yosem misada halavan hazaruah kol keachas she'enon nikar chashivus o kokach. Tosfos gave a teretz that's a question of how much time this can happen over the course of the whole year. Gina is all year round, and bika is 1 month. What Rabbi Yonason is saying is a different idea. Yerakos are more attractive to the eye, that and it's gonna arouse the Ayin Hara because it's such a nicely planted garden, everything is so organized, rows and patches, and that it's gonna catch your eye, and ooh, what a beautiful garden patch he has. Ooh, I wish I had that. Ooh, you know, Ayin Hara. That's Ayin Hara. But the Ste'al Lavan, it doesn't have that same kind of appeal. It's not going to arouse the Ayin Hara. That's one point. Then a similar idea, he says further, Ode, Shebegina Yeshabi Mina Yerokos. Yeah, there's a variety. Chartzir, Bitzolim, Shumim, Avatichim, Kishuim, everyone in its own patch. Again, that arouses people's, it stimulates your feelings and your thoughts and your eye, is caught by that, the visual cue. Mashingim b'sadalavan, the more under the radar, the more plain something is, the more or less fancy and organized. Yeah, so then you look, walk right by, it doesn't do anything. Ayin Hara is not going to happen. It's interesting psychologically. That is one piece of the Shita. Then he has something else, and this is where he mentions that obviously there's some kind of element of tznius, milded tznius, that's done in the Gina as well. He says a whole thing here. Yeshlom el bika, maybe you could argue, yeah, you have to make a fence also because of Ayin Hara, but not Vilgazis. It's a chiddush. He's saying you would have to make, but not Vilgazis, because it's only 1 month, and therefore you can get a fence that will have a month lasting time, shelf life. Yeah, that's all you need. A mechitz of a month. Chiddush, it comes at nafkamina, it comes that you need something. Avagina, that's all year round, like Tosu says, you need to get a chazik vilbegazis. Inami says another thing. He says, what makes gina different than bika? The gina, there's two things. There's ayin hara, as the Gemara says, but there's also, don't forget, there's still an hesek riyah too, because mishtamshim b'toch haktsas. And even though, again, we're going now mandam alav shmei hesek, but now I guess compounding the hesek via that's generally of shmei hesek, but now you add to that the ayin hara, so that's the chiyuv of gina. Avo bika ubechatzer, there's only one in each case. Bika, there's ayin hara, but there's no what? Hesek via, because people don't use it for things. Bechatzer hesek via, and not ayin hara. But then he says something that we're going to get to now, Midak and Tosis about. He continues, he finishes by saying, this is from the Gilyon and the Shita, the Chat, that he says, Man desfil hezek yishmei hezek. What's considered to be stronger? Gina or Chatzah? So the way Shita has it, Adra b'chatzah adifa, because there's a lot of use and a lot of private things that are done, more than Gina. Now that already is going to take us to the next part of Tosis. Tosis now asks the following question. Listen to Midak well in Tosis. The Imtoma, second part of the Tosis that we left off with. Umanda Omapukta. So this is now the other Pshat. This second Sabrua that the Gemara already mentioned as part of the Shaka Vitari here, that maybe Mechitza means Pukta. If that's the meaning of Mechitza, then what follows? Hezek Riyah is what? No? Shmei Hezek. So now Tosis comes with the following question. Kevan da Ashmi'inan da Afilu Bechatze Shmei Hezek. So once the Mishnah tells us in the first part of the Mishnah that we have to build a wall because of Hezek Riyah, once they agree to divide, then bonus hakol sesmir. So then fektosis koshken begina. So it should be obvious that there's a chiyuv to build a wall by gina. Why? Because it's a kavuchom v'may itzbechsu misti v'chem begina. Now let's understand the premise behind Tosis Kasha. Tosis is assuming that Lamanda Amma Shmei Hezek, so there's certainly going to be a Hezek Ria issue, Gina, even greater than Chatz. Where did Tosis see that? Well, I mean, the Gemara says because Lamanda Melo Shmei Hezek, so in Chatz it's not Shmei Hezek, and Gina has something more to it. It has Ayin Hara. So Tosis assumes that Gina is always seen as more cause for making a wall. Now, in that case, it's Ayin Hara. Tosis is assuming from that, but the Gemara originally was assuming that the reason for Gina is because of Hezek Riyah, right? That was a Raya of the Gemara. The Kasha of the Gemara was, you see, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, I'm going to give a Teretz Ayin Hara. So Tosis assumes that, and Hezek Riyah of Gina is greater than that of Chatz. And therefore, the Kasha is, why mention Bechem Begin at all? According to that, Manda Amar, it should be Kavachomer, that you have to make a Koso by Begin. This is far from simple. I read you now from the Shita, the very last sentence that says otherwise, but this really takes us to something we saw already. Very, very beginning, the very first Rashi, if you remember, we referenced a Rush who remembers the machokis that the Rosh refers to? What's the halacha? Go ahead.
If the gina was makom shenagah
shalig, if it's a makom shenagah shalig, there where? By chatz. Slam gina. Malcolm Shinago Ligda is Kin Malcolm Shinago Ligda. What about if it's Mamish Malcolm Shinago Shlow Ligda Bagina? So this is the Rashi's assumption. We'll see that there's maybe a Rashba differently in Daf Dalet, but for now the Pashtus is that Bagina Malcolm Shinago Shlow Ligda is Nochiv. The question now is, establishing that, what about the parallel case of Chatz? Malcolm Shinago Shlow Ligda by Chatz. Is the chi of kosel going now hezek riyah shmei hezek, right? But nobody is makbid on hezek riyah. Is there a chi of by chatzer by malkum shenoga shaloga? In other words, the Mishnah is says by gina that you're chayef only because it's considered like a malkum shenoga ligda. Is that also true by chatzer? And this halacha of the reish of the Mishnah that you need a wall by a chatz is only because it's assumed to me makom shenagah ligdar. But if it is a case of nagah lo ligdar b'chatzer, there's no chiyuv. Or should we say otherwise, that no, by chatzer there's a greater hezek riyah, and therefore nagah shelo ligdar doesn't change the fact that there is inherently a hezek here that we have to be mechayev a kosef. That's the machlokes that the Rosh quotes. Rabbeinu Yonah holds, and the Rosh quotes that shita, that the only halacha of building the chatzer is only if it's either stama or nagah ligdar. But if it's nagah shelo ligdar, there's no chiyuv by chatzer either. Just like by gina, if it's nagah shelo ligdar. And the way that he presents it, Gesh mefarshim duha din b'chatzer. This is in Simen where? Simen Vav, second paragraph. In the middle of the paragraph, Yesh Mefarshim, Mahua Din Bachatzim, Makom Shenagah Shelo Ligdar, Ein Mechayvin, Dehachazin on La'il, the Nafesh Hezek Adiriyah Begina Tfei Mi Bachatzim. How do I know that we assume that the Hezek Riyah of Gina is greater? The Lishna, the Mechitza Guda, because shift gears for a second. The other man, the Amar, that holds Mechitza is Guda, the Lesli Hezek Riyah Bachatzim, Begina Moda. So he has this reason to be Moda by Gina, Gemara says, Ein Hara. But meanwhile, what do you see? That Gina has more reason to try to acquire a kosel. So therefore, it would be obvious that if it's Malkam Shenogu Shelo Ligda B'chatzer, it's certainly not going to require a fence, a wall. I the Mishnah? Mishnah is Yer Chadash. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rosh takes issue with that. The Rosh says, Yesh Mefarshim is going to agree with this Shita. The B'chatzer, Afil Malkam Shenogu Ligda, Mechai V'Nosel. And why is that? Says the Rosh, Mishim de b'chatzer, nafish hezeka. There's much more hezek riyah in a chatzer. B'chein mashma. And he says it's mashma meduik from the Mishnah that way. Midelo tani b'masnisin minag b'chatzer. Elo begina. Where does the Mishnah mention nohagu? That it's like it's considered makom shenagah ligdar. It's only begina. The Mishnah is silent by chatzer. That means it doesn't matter. By chatzer, it's always chayef, no matter what. I the Gemara that we just read, V'hada Amar Le'el Hezek Degina Nafish, that is a man, the Yisrael. There's Girosh Me'ezek, so then you have this Ein Hara point by Gina, because Sholeh Be'ein Avisha. But that's not to say that if you're talking about the Hezek Riyah world, that there's going to be a greater Hezek Riyah, the man Dama Shmei Hezek by Gina and Chatzer. No, the other way around. Man of the Yisrael Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the Chatzer, the Tadirei, it's more consistent that you do private things in a chatzer, and also people go in and more, so it's more prone to have the hezek happen. The mazik can come in, the person who's mistakel, mishtamshim b'knisa b'yitzir, nafesh hezek, mizek degin. So both say, I think we can medayik very strongly from this tosis, how tosis held in this question. The chayr, this kash of tosis that we're holding by right now, that tosis asks, l'manda amar plukta, hezek v'yishmei hezek. So if we know already, by chatzer there's a chiyuv kosel because of shmei hezek, koshkin begina. Okay, so what does Tosis apparently hold about this? Nagu shelo ligdar bechatzer. Chayev or not? No. If the Tosis will hold the rush, then there's no kasha. Kind of kosher came. If Tosis would hold that chatzer has a greater hezek riyah than a gina, then what's Tosis asking? The Rosh holds that if The chatzar for sure you have to build because it's nagu, even nagu shalogida, because it's a greater hezek riyah. So Tosis is no koshikin. Tosis is thinking like the shita that the Rosh quotes that he doesn't like. That it's, from this gemara you can now extrapolate and assume that just like you see mandamar losh mehezek, that there's something else that's mechay by gina, namely ayin hara. So that shows me that gina in general is considered to be more subject to hezek riyah and its related issues. And even hezek riyah itself would be greater by gina. So Tosis, what do you have to tell me? The din b'chem gina at all. But if you hold like the Rosh, that the hezek riyah is greater by chatzah, so then Mishnah has to tell me that there's also hezek riyah by gina, and you can prove it on a second level also, even from another angle. Tosis, what do you have to say it? You have to say it because it's a different standard, right? No, what do you mean by gina? It's only chayiv when, because it's considered to be a what? Nagu Igdar. If it would be Nagu Shalo Igdar, then you'd be Pater. And that's why it's different than the Reisha. The Reisha is Chayiv in every situation. So you can't tell me, why do you have to tell me Vachem Begina? It doesn't line up. There's a difference. By Chatzar, it's Halacha B'cholof, and you have to build it. By Gina, it's only Kimokshan Aliv. So Tos Kasha doesn't start. Of course you have to tell me Vachem Begina, because it's not parallel. So it's muchach and tosis are both sides. Everyone should hear. It's muchach and tosis. Tosis goes like a Rino Yon. Why? So what is Tosis' answer? Mamish a second, we'll take it. The Yeshuoma, the Itzrich v'chem begina, l'misni mishum gil v'gazis. So why do you say v'chem begina? For one prat. That the world that you make by gina, again, it's a greater hezek riyah. But he wants you to know gil v'gazis. At first glance, it's also a pella. So why is that a chidush? So why would you think not? Tosis was asking with the assumption that there's a greater hezek riyah by gina, like Rabbeinu Yonah, right? So the chi of itself, I would know. You wouldn't have to state v'chem begina, I would know. But what is to say it, like the Gemara says it, and Gvil Gaz is a chidush. Why would you think it wouldn't be Gvil Gaz? If it's hezek riyah needs to be supported by a wall that will last. Like why would Gina be less subject to Gvil Gaz? Requires an explanation. Yeah,
maybe it wouldn't be subjective based on all the minog. It would just be a standard, good quality wall because it's a worse type of nezek.
It's a worse nezek. We're saying it's a greater hezek riyah by gina. That's what we're assuming.
So he says you could do the lowest quality in the Mishnah basically because it's the minog for that. Maybe
if again, let's extend. If chatzer, which is a lesser hezek riyah, requires a wall of hilvagazis. So why would that? Why would the Mishnah wouldn't tell us the chen begina? Would I think that the gina's hezek riyah would not need gilvagazis?
You need better. You need better. Meaning
you need better. Ah, that's what you mean. That's even beyond gilvagazis. That's
better, the best in the Mishnah.
You mean you always need gvil, even if the malka minigam medina is to do less. That's what Tosis means. Interesting pshat. Never thought of it. Interesting. You'd always hold him to even more than minigam medina. Wow. More than Minigam Medina, because hezek riyah is so much greater. I don't know. I hear. It requires a pshat. I know. Maybe you have to wait for it. Maybe we'll later sugis will help us come back and explain it. Yes, file.
Why doesn't ayin hara apply to chatzar? Seemingly, like, we're saying it only applies to gina.
Right, so that's because ayin hara is very much connected to the fact that there's the person's property. There's something about it that's luscious and attractive and pleasing to the eye, nechmad lamara, that's what the gina is. Chatzar is just functional. People do what they do. It's invasion of privacy. Person feels uncomfortable being looked at when they're being osik and they're asakim. It's not ayin hara. Ayin hara is more connected to like when you have something that's, again, like you say, it's very eye-catching, right? And it has a certain chshivus. That kind of thing is going to raise eyebrows, right? Chatzar, that's a hezek riyah. Gina is ayin hara. Bika, for the reasons that we gave, Tosis says it's only a month, and the Yeshita says because it's not the same thing as having nice patches of different things, it's not going to catch the eye. There's different reasons for bika.
I was like thinking about it, like we learned in fourth part Sachin, about like you shouldn't like sell jugs or like
right big things. Right. Look, in a chenami, ayin hara has a lot of different applications. And obviously, anything that's going to rouse somebody's envy or attract their attention is within the world of ayin hara. I guess in a more focused way, vis-a-vis our Mishnah, Gina is the thing that is associated with Ayin Hara, as we explained, because of the nature of a Gina. Yeah. Yaakov, yes.
And you just say, because I already, even without knowing how to get Shnei Hezek for a Gina, I already knew that I had to put something up for Ayin Hara. So I might have thought, okay, fine. So now that you're going to say Shnei Hezek, I could stick with whatever I had. Now that, so by a chatzar, maybe I'm going to put up a postal because it's a finish all of a sudden, I have to put something up. Maybe I think by a Gina that I already have something there, I don't need to change it.
What do you have there?
Meaning, by Gina, I already had something, I already put like some form of a wall up to protect against Ayin Hara. Now that I know Hezek Rishon Hezek, so I would think I could stick with that.
You're reading it to Tosis that you took care of Ayin Hara, but it wouldn't take care of Hezek Ria. And that's a good Gazis is coming to add.
Like the last shot in Shidu Gazis.
Shita says that by Bikkad you have to put up Ayin Hara. You're putting it to Gina. Tosis is talking about Gina. Shita's telling him that.
Meaning he's saying there's two reasons why I need to put something up by Gina. So right. One of those reasons is Ayin Hara.
Right, but you're saying my nafka mina because you put something up already.
Meaning so, if you're going to tell me, without even knowing Hezek Ria Shnei Hezek, so by Gina I already need to put something up. Now that you're telling me Shnei Hezek, so I would have thought I could.
The emphasis is as follows. I don't know that the Mandam Shmei Hezek has to even come on to Ayin Hara as far as Gina's Chiyuv. You see, in the Gemaksha, the Gemara assumed that the reason for Gina is Hezek Shmei Hezek. The Gemara only gave Ayin Hara, we'll get this in the Rambam, we'll discuss this in a second, that the Gemara gives it as a teretz. The teretz is because you hold, so it's a teretz, so Manda Amar, that we say, Lo Shmei Hezek, okay, the Rambam holds Shmei Hezek, we'll have to see, but meanwhile, it's a teretz to a Kasha. If you don't need to give the teretz, then you don't have to hold it the teretz. So, we're holding now that the Gemara is going the Manda Melosh Mehezek. So I don't even know that Ayin Hara has to be part of the equation, according to him. Because the Maksha was fine with it without Ayin Hara. So I don't know if they're going to help. I'd leave it to Tzorchina Tosis. Why is there a Chiddush Ekvav Gazis by Gina? Maybe what Ari said, but we'll have to think about it. Yeah.
Question one more.
Yeah.
And we said earlier, I'm an Aleph with Tosis and the Rush, and the Buka Yosef, that the word of Minhag HaMedina is not just to take care of
this is good
now,
is good.
But also to take care to of
use
later.
Okay. I thought you told me something else. Yeah. You were on the right track until you spoke to me a second time. Okay.
So, maybe one could say that the Havana is that by a Gina. Yes. And I thought that all you need to do is take care of Hezek Ria right now, because if it falls down, it would sort of drop a category to the Bika, and that, okay, you have a potential problem of maybe Ayin Hara right now, but it's not the biggest deal, because it'll end up getting fixed eventually.
So it's because of down the road? What?
You show up the Mars, essentially. You don't have to worry about
so you might think that by a Gina, you wouldn't have to make
Vilagazis,
because that issue of the rush is only more pertaining to Hezek Ria, and this is more what Ayin Hara.
Yeah, I mean, and
again,
and
but that goes their way just for Yaakov, but maybe not. Maybe Amanda Amar Shmei Hezek, maybe it's all about Hezek Ria. And whatever Tosis is a Kal V'Chomer. So with the Kal V'Chomer is because of it's compounded by Ayin Hara, because Tosis took for granted that the opposite of the rush. Even though the rush says there's more Hezek Ria by Chatzar, maybe he holds no, that there's more Hezek Ria. Why do you think that way? Because you see, if the other man, the Amar, is mowed there for his reasons, so it means that the intuition is that the Gina is more, is greater. I mean, it's for us, Hafuchos, it's a bit odd. The rush would hold that there's more problem Hezek Ria by Chatzar, and he holds the other way. I don't know. Both of you are assuming that the reason why he's mowed is because Ayin Hara mixes into the equation, and now it's because it's compounded, like the Shita maybe says. I don't know if that for sure is the pshat in this sheet of the Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosis. Mordechai, yeah, from 24.
Yeah, when the rush goes to Rabbeinu Yonah, so the way it's being understood is that he's bringing a proof from the Lishna that Mechitza is Gudo, that Hezek Ria Lashmei Hezek, since in that case, Begina Shani, meaning that there's damage there by Ayin Hara. So therefore, he's bringing proof from there to the Mandamar that's
right. So you're asking good. So why is that necessarily a proof? Yeah, good. Spell it out. In other words, why would the fact that the Manda Amar Lo Shmei Hezek is mowed by Gina because Ayin Hara, which is a different issue, it's somewhat related, but it's distinct from the Hezek Ria B'Pashtus. So why would that show us that Manda B'Shmei Hezek there's a greater Hezek Ria by Gina? It's a separate issue. Ayin Hara is Ayin Hara. So Elamai Ayin Hara is according to the other mandama, he still is machai because Ayin Hara. This mandama is a hezekriya issue. Sounds like maybe Tosis is sort of infusing the two issues together. The sort of Ayin Hara becomes within hezekriya. Now hezekriya becomes boosted through the Ayin Hara. In other words, so that becomes its own entity. The Ramban on Nun Tes, when he talks about hezekriya in general, those children that we talk about. Not the sugya from the sugya, but just let's talk about hezekriya, right? So what they would do on day one is say, okay, so let's discuss hezekriya. What do you think it is? So they'll mention the Ramban Daf Nun Tes. The Ramban says that there's a yonim of hezekriya and tznius, and he says, and also ayin hara. So ayin hara is, according to the Ramban, an aspect of hezekriya. It's interesting. So again, when you read this Gemara, you don't necessarily get that impression. The Gemara had a kasha, manda amalosh me hezek. Answers Ayin Hara, sounds like it's a separate Nakuda. But maybe with that Ramban, it could be helpful to understand why Tosis and Binu Yona, they now see the Manda Mishmei Hezek as giving more Hezekriya in the Gina, because maybe the Ayin Hara now becomes an element of Hezekriya. I'm not sure fully how to be Masbir it, but you know, the Ramban does say Ayin Hara as one of the Svaris that is within what Hezekriya really means. What does Hezekriya have to do with? So far, we're working with this Rashi's lashon on the top. Eini chafetz shetira sakei, which we had two ways to spin it. The more obvious way is just the discomfort itself, that I feel like I want to feel like a mensch, and if I feel like you're looking at me, I don't feel comfortable, and that feeling of discomfort that you're looking at me when I'm doing what I'm doing, that is the hezek. The other way that the Achronim want to say is, given the fact that you're going to be looking and you can be looking at me, so I'm going to limit what I do in the Chatzar, and I won't be able to function there in the same way and do as many things. And that the Hezek is in that interference that I will be constrained. Those are the two spheres that we've so far identified, again, you know, anchored in the Lashon Rashi, possibly, or any Chafetz. But there is that Ramban that does bring Ayin Hara into the mix of Hezek Riyah. Yeah.
When we were discussing the Seder, when we were talking about this kind of disinion, about the relationship between Hezekriya and Ayin Hara, so could it be that, because in the Gemara it sounds, it's very much here that they're two completely separate
things.
This is very creative, but it doesn't sound like it's so gossip to say that when the Gemara projects, right, it says, no, it's not Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, it's really just, it's Ayin Hara. It could be that what the Gemara is saying is that not Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, but Hezekriya the Ayin Hara Shmei Hezek. Of course, I'll be more than that, but not. It's not rejecting Hezekriya.
Good. What you're saying is good, and that may be where we're going. That's kind of where maybe. Yeah, that maybe.
Nowhere does it say that Hezekriya dropped out of the picture. There's another thing that's in the picture.
It's not totally off the wall at all. Definitely, Nitin Liyamir. What you're saying is good, and it could be, if you want, Emes is. I don't want to go too far. If you dike in the Ran, it could be. If you want it, that's not the pashtus in the Gemara. The Gemara maybe had already in mind Ayin Hara even asking the kasha. Because once you start putting Ayin Hara into Hezekriya, then it's just a question maybe of what the Maksha thought, what the Mataritz is saying. Maybe the question more is not that the Gemara looked at it as Hezekriya like the Shita says, people use the Gina too. The Gemara knows people don't use the Gina. The Gemara is looking at an Ayin Hara, but Ayin Hara within the world of Hezekriya, and didn't think that Ayin Hara could be a problem unless you're Hoshmei Hezek. And then Gemara says, no, shiny, meaning that either Lo Shmei Hezek, you can also attribute the world to Ayin Hara. So it's not like the Gemara was thinking that Agina is used, and the other word is Hezekriya and Agina based on normal Hezekriya parameters. The Gemara was already aware of the Ayin Hara. But the Pashtus in the words of the Gemara, it's not that way. Shiny, awesome, in other words, the words of the Gemara don't naturally lend themselves to that. But again, there could be Rishonim that you could find that might lead us in that direction. Again, you can do a little homework on your own. Shira's what we present, but you can definitely go with this and think about it. And again, Lamaisa for Tosis to take this assumption that there's a greater Hezekriya, even Manda Amar Shmei Hezek, and where do you get it from? Because the other Manda Amar is Moda. But that Manda Amar is Moda because of Ayin Hara. So where does that say the Hezekriya is greater? If anything, the Rashi Svar makes sense, that there's more privacy that a person needs in a chatzah because of what they do. So, the Rambam. Now, the Rambam is very difficult to get. The ganze Welt tumbles on the Rambam, right? The Rambam's Shita Vagina, right? Ask anyone who ever learned Hashutrin, right? The Rambam's Shita Vagina, right? This is a big deal. So we're not going to answer everything, just to point out the basics in the Rambam. But much ink has been spilled on the Rambam. Maybe we'll come back to it at some point with Daftalid. We'll see other points. Shitas Rambam is, at first glance, not like our Gemara. And that's always what makes people excited, to try the Miyash Vashvar Rambam, right? So, we wouldn't do it right away, but we did the Gemara, so we do the Rambam. Perek Beis Shchenim, Halacha Tazai. Now, previously the Rambam says in Halacha Yudalid, if you have it in front of you, Chatz Rashut V'Shiyish Berdin Chaluka, O Shechokum Yurtsonam. The Rambam gives you both scenarios. Either that it was Din Chaluka, so you could force Chaluka on the other one. Everyone see where I'm reading in Halacha Yudalid? Yeah? You have it. Right? Everyone has their sheets enough? Yeah. Or they agreed to divide. Okay, so the Rambam's Shita is, as many Rishonim Paskin, Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek. The Rambam Halacha Tezvav, the width of the wall is provided by both of them, that means Be'emsa, Rochav Mokam Akoso Mishol Shneem, the Kamiya Rochbo, Okay, so far, so good, right? Wait, Halacha Tazayin. Kama Gova Koso, so we talked about the width of this Koso in the Chatzar. We talked about the material, and now it's height. Ein Pachas Mi Arba Amis. Arba Amis, we'll see from the Mishnah later. That's the shear of a person's height that he wouldn't be able to stretch himself up to see over, and that's why Arba Amis is the shear for. Doesn't say the word Arba Amis in Mishnah, but that's the assumption based on the later Mishnah. Arba Amis is the shear to prevent Hezek Ria. Lechein Begina, Kofeyu, one can force the other, Lehavdil Ginaso, Meginas Chaveiro, the Mechitza Gevoa Asarat Tfachim. So the Rambam gives you the Din Begina, Lechein Begina, and says, what is the Chiyuv there that you can force the other one to contribute to build? A Mechitza, how high? Ten Tfachim. Right away, we have to know where I'm coming from now. The Aseret Tefachim Shir is a Gemara that we're not going to learn right now, but it's a halacha that allows you to know the person is trespassing and he could be caught as a ganef. That's of Nachman's statement in a certain case. We don't have to build a wall, but you still have to build this Aseret Tefachim. The Rambam puts that into the Gina case. So this distinction, the Gina and Bika, Mokam Shenagu versus Gina, where you stam Gina, you have to build what type of a mechitza? Ten tfachim. And again, this ten tfachim has to do with that other Gemara of the Nachman. So everyone is troubled by this Rambam, the Magid Mishnah right away. Kama gova kosel, daud amis, v'chein begina, dasa mechaber. So what happened to the Chiyuv Daud Amis? So before we figure out the Gemara, what's the Rambam come? The Rambam says, Hezek Shmei Hezek. So must be, the Rambam is assuming, that by Yegina, we have no problem called Hezek Ria. Why not? People are not mishtamish in doing their business in Yegina. In Svara, I understand. Where's the problem going to lie? Where's the problem going to lie? In a Gemara. Das HaBachaber, says the Magid Mishnah, she'en hezek ria begina, ufikach dai ba'asara tfachim, kidei she'yitfafes kiganev. That's the din of Rav Nachman, that's the later halacha. U'shmir b'yalma. What about the Gemara that says that the reason why you make a Dalet Amos wall is because a Rav Stave Asal Adam Lamed, which by the way is never quoted by the Rambam either, as a separate halacha, asalad mishiyamu, it's a statement of the Gemara. Umasha amru, that's the Shaj Magmet, ein amidus chasidus. We see the Rambam himself spoke about this in the Tshuva. V'lo nachriach li v'arba amas v'shvil kach, v'divrei tamhein. So the Magid Mishnah's first reaction is, it makes sense in Svara. There's only one problem. And Svara is good. The Gemara, amas v'kamashia, that's a midus chasidus. Okay, we saw Rav Zundo, right? Okay, so this is also Midas Chasidus. Midas Chasidus. Ela Shasugi Shetchios Aper, Kasha Olav. And this is Hasogas Arrived right over here, right? Omar Avam says Shibush Gadol, Kedarach Arrived to speak to the point. Shibush Gadol, Ela Kosar Bamas. Why did Ravid say that? Because of the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha from Tashma B'chem Begina, what's the assumption of the Kasha? Yeraya, Araya, Hezek, Riyah, Shmei Hezek. So you have to make a wall of four Amas. And for the Gemara, Ayin Hara. So what's the answer? That's why you make a wall of four Amas. Otherwise, it was never Kasha to begin with. Nothing changed in terms of the assumptions. Both the Maksha and the Metaretz are both working with the basic assumption of the Chen, and it's Arba Ames. And the question is, why? Hezek Riyah, Ayin Hara, comes around and says, Ayin Hara, that's not my belief system. The Rambam was a rationalist. Look in the back, Rav Matis Rosh Dashen, the son of the Rashash, has a law of Richas. The Rambam doesn't quote this din because the Rambam in general avoids codifying in Yonim such as Ayin Hara. Okay, this is the Rambam's, but the Gemara. And the assumption of the Gemara clearly is always Arba Ames. Says the Magid Mishnah, it's not that we have to dig too deep to figure out the Rambam. The Rambam was addressed this question. So they had many questions they asked the Rambam, and the Rambam had tshuvas. And you find this in the collection of tshuvas of the Rambam. You can find these responses. And in his own lifetime, he responded. That's Ramban is Arba Amos. Okay. So, Lumaisa, one of the Nosei Kalim, brings the actual tshuva, and that's the Migdal Oz. For some strange reason, in the Frankel Rambam, they don't identify the Machaber of Migdal Oz, but let me reveal the secret. Okay, who is the Migdal Oz? You know, if you want to look at the other names, you can look at them. Open up a Frankel Rambam, and you'll see the Magid Mishnah was, you know, Vidish, what his name was, when the Rishonim. And then you have Rabbi Manoach, and you have Lecha Mishnah, Mishnah Lemelech. Everyone has a name. But the one that doesn't have a name in the Franco Rambam, you think that they is the Migdal Oz. So the earlier Rambams, they identify him, at least some of the editions. Rabbeinu Shem Tov, Rav Avram Ben Gon Hasfardi. That's his name. This is an old Rambam. You know, old before he got to Franco Rambam. They give you his name. Not all of them. Sometimes they do. He's a Talmud of the Rashba. They refer to him as the Baal Migdal Oz. Rabbeinu Shem Tov, Ben Avram, Ben Gon Asfadi. He made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. You can read up on him if you want. He also wrote a pirush on the Ramban al Torah, al Derech HaKabbalah. The Ramban, you know, quotes quite often al Derech HaEmes. So there were various pirushim written on the Ramban's Kabbalah comments, and he was one of them. So they put out the Talmud HaRashba, the Talmidei HaRashba volume not too long ago, which includes, it's called Keser Shem Tov. His name was Shem Tov. So Keser Shem Tov is a Pirish and the Rashi. He was Mekubal. Whenever he writes very strongly against the Ravid. He wanted to be the anti-Ravid. The Ravid speaks very sharply against the Ramban, against the Rambam rather, and when he speaks to defend the Rambam, he usually puts down the Ravid, like as if, you know. There's some Shach, a few times the Shach speaks badly, speaks harshly about him, so I don't know, maybe that's why Frank Rambam didn't mention, I don't know. There's a few times the Shach didn't like him for some reason, I don't know. If you look in the Chidah Sefer Shem HaGedolim, which he wrote, you know, to tell you biographical information about different Mechabim, different individuals, you can look there under either Migdal Oz, under Shem Tov, you'll see he quotes maybe the Shach a few times that the Shach spoke, the Mashal also spoke a few times. I don't know more than I'm telling you, but Elamai, the Franco Ram did not mention his name. Now you know the rest of the story. For our purposes, the tshuva that the Migdal Oz quotes in the middle of the piece, right? So they all quote the Migdal Oz who quotes the tshuva. Shuv Matsasi, it's on the other side. Shuv Matsasi Lachach Milunil is out. The Magid Mishnah just mentions that there was a tshuva, but he quotes the lashon of the tshuva. Shaluhu Rambam, the Eshivim Bezelishono. This is their words. The Sefer Kenyan, that's Shchenim is in Kenyan, now you know that, right? Nimsa Kasubo, it's written there. Shaben Gina Ligina, Sagi Basar Tvachim. Ubetchiras Bav Basra Mashma, the Yosef Pshita Lan Begina, Dazigriya Shmei Hezek, Nibachatzer. This is what we took from Tosis also. It's more Pashit to say Hezekriya Bagina. That's where the Gemara's Kasha was. And the Gemara answers even the other Mandam agrees Bagina. The Imkena Mailot Sarach Arba Amos Yoreinu, and look at the respect that they show the Rambam in the letters. It's like all the letters like this. Yoreinu, Moreinu, Gonenu, Kitzmeim Anachnu. Sometimes it's good to read just to show us and appreciate. Kitzmeim Anachnu, Litshuvaso, Kaayol Taro Galafike Moyim. We are like a Zell waiting right by the channels of the water. Please fill us in, enlighten us, Rabbeinu Moreinu. Right, you can appreciate the Sephardi, right? You can appreciate how they, the reverence of the Rambam, right? Tshuva. So the Rambam responds, Zos ha-she'ela. L'hoysal anoshim gedolim kimoschem l'sholosa. For people like you to ask such a question, toch pashet, right? What are you asking such a question? V'chilo shayni ben hezek v'iyah, she'u hezek gadol vadai, she'yira adam chavero, de'eshu omeid v'yoshev oset tzrachav. Is it not an obvious, huge gulf of a difference between Hezek Re'iyah, which is Hezek Gadol, that a person should see their friend when he's standing, sitting, doing his business? Oset Tzrachav Mistam is regular business, he means. Unless he means private things, I don't know. Mistam, I don't know. Ubein Hezek Re'iyah, Sheyira Komas Chavero, Mishum Eina Bisha, She'eru Divi Chasidus Hein. That's an Inyan, a Maila. Midas Chasidus. Again, the Ram is not making Ayin Hara into this powerful force that's going. It's more about you than about them. In other words, what does it say about you that you're looking at the person with a you know, jaundiced eye? You know, that's a mitzvah chesed. Work on yourself. What are you trying to do here? The osu hashinui. Oh, but the Gemara says shiny hasam, right? Says the Gemara. Gina shiny rather, kidiravab, the amarvab. So what the Gemara gives a teretz that you need to build a 4-amah wall because of Hezek, because of Ayin Hara. But also a shinui be'almahu, the eno libe de hilchis. Basically, the Rambam says that answer, yeah, teretz. Stuck, manda amar, loshme Hezek. So we'll give a teretz, Ayin Hara. And that's why you build the wall. But really, it's not a compelling answer. It doesn't have to hold. The Iker has agreed, and that would assume that there is something to be said for Ayin Hara to require a Ba'amus wall. The Iker has agreed, B'chatzer, Makom, Shebnei Adam, Darin. Avo, B'gagos, Shechatzeros, Ein Tzarech Ba'amus. Now he's talking about a gag. B'fish, Ein Derech B'nei Adam, L'Ado B'gagos. That's in the Geir of Nachman. But Nachman requires, by a gag, B'gagos, gag, you need to have a Sarah Tvachim for the other reason, and not to be viewed as a trespasser. So you don't need a Dalet Amos. Elab Mechitza Sasara. So Ram took that over to Gina too. Ki hecha do yinit v'sof ki ganav. That if you go past it, you'll be known and exposed as a ganav. Kavachomer leginos. Right? Just like gagos. Some of the old editions are hard to read. Kavachomer leginos. As Ram says, by a gag, it's not about hezekriya. People don't use gagos for ishtamshus. Chatzar, yes, not a gag. But that's about trespassing. So too, ginos she'ein derech b'nei adam l'adur sham. So the Rambam is basically dismissing Alana Gemara. Yeah, it's shinui be'am. The end goes on. The end also in shel in abisha. Then he brings Tosas kasha into the mix. It's ayin hara. Feel b'dikar yud mechayven also ligdar. She'ikar kamaso shechaveru b'dikar. Person's kama kamas chaveru. Kama is standing grain. So standing grain is a b'dikar. Well, Maisa, it's Aser anyway for Tosis, but the Chi of Kosa wouldn't be. Kamas Chaver was a Bika, but that's the Yisr Lamot. The Gemara brought it in as to why by Gina you'll need a fence all year round, because of the all year round aspect. But the Maisa, the statement of Rav, is in fact Kamas Chaver. The Rav is right in that regard. Kama is not Yerokos. Kama is actually standing grain of a Bika, probably. The Rav says, so why not make, that's what Tosis came with the Kasha, make it by Bika too. People gather together and there's a lot of traffic. Again, he comes back to the point that what you see in the Gemara, don't give it so much credence. And he's so happy that he found his tshuva, says Rav Shem Tov. Azamarti, Pasikin. Tehillim hinei basid megillah sefer kosev alai, that I had the ksav yad of the Rambam. He's borrowing that idea. The asher shezachisi leskamaso v'rayoso v'dayto. I was machavin to him, because he said this on his own before he quoted shuv matzasi. So wow, I was machavin to the Rambam himself, because I found the ksav yad afterwards where the Rambam himself wrote this tshuva. Now, is this fully satisfactory to us? I mean, so well, the Rambam is basically saying the Gemara's answer is shnei be'alma. But isn't something still missing in the Gemara? Because shnei be'alma, so then what? But the assumption of the Maksha was, what kind of offense do you need? Dalet Amos. So we gave a teretz with shnei be'alma. You need a fine hara, so you don't like it. Okay, so where are we now? But meanwhile, the assumption was still the same, Dalet Amos. So where did that fall away? You want to make the teretz a shinoi bi'alma and not give such... But meanwhile, the assumption of everyone on the page is that there's the whole Shaka V'tari is assuming Dalet Amos. So where did that fall by the wayside? So there's a Mahalach, I think in Mukiyos may quote it later, maybe the Ramban also, that what the Rambam will have to say in the Gemara is that something changed at the end. Why were we assuming Dalet Amos? Because of the V'chein. So everything is equal. So it's Dalet Amos in the beginning, Hezek Riyah, and now we have to figure out in Gina. So there was an assumption, no Hezek Riyah, maybe there is Hezek Riyah by Gina, but the Gemara says, Ayin Hara. Okay, so we have to be Sovo Dochik. Okay, so maybe there is Hezek Riyah by Gina, even though it's not used so much, and you need Dalet Amos. And if it's not that, then it's Ayin Hara. The Gemara says, but it's not v'chein. It doesn't line up in terms of the reasoning. Gemara says, like, Vilva Gazis. Ah, now it gives us some breathing room. Vilva Gazis. Once you have v'chein of Vilva Gazis, then we can move away from all those dochik answers before. The assumption of Ein Hara as being a mechayiv in Dalet Amos. No, it's only this chassidus. That's what Rada would have said. We were forced into a corner. V'chein sounds like a Dalet Amos wall. So, Ayin Hara, okay, maybe it is a Machayev in Dalet Amos. Even the Gemara's premise of the Kasha was a Dochik. Yeah, Hezek Riyah by Agina? Okay, but V'chein V'gina, apparently yes. Once we go to the end of the Sugya and get to the last answer, V'chein means Gvil V'gazis? Aha, now already we're free from all the assumptions of before. So now we don't have to assume Dalet Amos at all because we'd rather not assume Hezek Riyah by Agina because as Ram Svara makes a lot of sense to us. Divrei Tamheim, as the Nagam Mishnah says, it really isn't a Hezek Riyah of the order of a Chatzar. And Ayin Hara is really a Midas Chassidus, this dinner Rav. We wanted to bring Rav in order to say an answer because we were stuck. Before we get to V'chein going Bilva Gazis, we think V'chein is going on Dalet Amos. So we have to use a Midas Chassidus statement and make it into a real halacha and require a chosa because of that. Shnuyah bi'alma, Nebuch. And even the original question that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, yeah, apparently there is enough in Gina to make him Mechoyev Dalet Amos. But since the Svara is not compelling, and since it's more geschmack and more logical to assume that there isn't Hezek Riyah Begina, and Ayin Har for sure shouldn't be a reason to Mechoyev you because only this Chassidus, so once we get to the Teretz, the Chain goes on what? So the Ram says, okay, so then run with that. And now assume that the entire halacha of a kosa by Gina is nothing more than the din of tenfach. That would be a way to fix the sugya and work it into the Ram. Okay. Either way, we had a little entertaining Rambam to talk about. Okay. Question is, should we start our next Gemara? I want to do a chumash also. So the guy's gotten into the next piece of Gemara just to read a little bit? For five? No? Yes? Maybe? What do you say? Take a vote. Should we leave it for next year or should we do a little bit of chumash now? How tired is everybody? What? I can't judge. I have to ask you. I can go, but you have to tell me. Secret ballot. What? Chumash. Okay, we'll do Chumash. Okay. So for Sunday, we're both saying, not all the